Britain's Prince Harry appalled his countrymen and many others when he appeared at a costume party dressed as a member of German Field Marshal Erwin Rommel's Africa Corps, complete with Nazi swastika on his armband. One response to this has been a move in Brussels at the European Commission to ban displays of the symbol the Nazis called the Hooked Cross. Nazi insignias have long been banned in Germany. But there's a problem. To many Hindus in Britain and elsewhere, and people with roots in Asia, the swastika is a symbol with no connotations of racial hatred, anti-Semitism, or genocide. Ramesh Kaladai is Secretary General of the Hindu Forum of Britain. He's in Birmingham, England. And Mr. Kaladai, tell us about your campaign to redeem the swastika.
What the whole campaign is about is that Hindus world over have been using the swastika for almost 3,000 years. And the use has been purely for faith, for religious purposes, for rituals of peace, and it had no connotation whatever with xenophobia or hatred of any kind. And purely because, in a moment of history, the swastika was used to propagate hate, of course, does not mean that the swastika should be totally banned for its other use, religious use. Mm-hmm. It's almost like saying that the Ku Klux Klan used a burning cross, so therefore please burn, you know, ban the cross worldwide. It's almost as emotive as that for Hindus.
Many of us, I think most people in the world, see a swastika and think of the Nazis. But tell us about the origin of the symbol and what it means quite apart from that, from the
sure.
use.
The swastika is basically a sign representing the wheel of life. In the Hindu tradition, the swastika represents all the positive energies of the cosmos. It has four spokes, and then it's got four spokes that turn to the right. And in that version of the swastika, it represents the movement of the sun in a clockwise direction.
Tell me a bit about how the Germans came to co-opt the use of this symbol and how somehow it was taken from Hinduism and adapted to such terrible purposes.
You see, historically, the swastika has been in use for more than 10,000 years. There are Paleolithic cave paintings that have the swastika. There's been archaeological evidences unearthed in China, in India, even in Troy, which had the swastika symbol. Even the word swastika comes from Sanskrit. It comprises of two words, su and astika. The word su means goodness in Sanskrit, and asti refers to the state of being. And what it means is, let there be goodness everywhere. Let goodness prevail. And apparently, when archaeological evidence in Troy unearthed swastika symbols, it was adopted by the Nazi Party as an insignia that they were frequently using. The swastika in this version, you know, the right-facing version of the swastika, is a positive swastika. And there's a mirror image of that, which is a left-facing version, which implies everything opposite to the positive vibrations that the other swastika sends. And apparently, historically, it's been documented that Hitler wanted to reverse the original Hindu swastika into its mirror image, which was then used much later by the Nazi Party.
Can you appreciate that if there were some interfaith festival at which various religious symbols were depicted together, the crescent and the cross and the Star of David, for example, that somehow the swastika would just be an inappropriate symbol in that collection?
Again, when a swastika is used to express devotion to God, then through education and dialogue, I'm sure faith communities can learn to accept its use.
Well, Mr. Kaladai, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you too. Bye.
Ramesh Kaladai, speaking to us from Birmingham, England. He is the Secretary General of the Hindu Forum of Britain, which is campaigning to redeem the swastika as a religious symbol used by Hindus.